This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when the shooting suspect, he's not a suspect, he's a perpetrator, he's as guilty as could be, he has made no effort to obscure his guilt, which is obvious and palpable. I know he still has to be tried, and he will be. We're talking about the shooter in the Boulder, Colorado shooting. There's an interesting question that's asked about that shooting, and it's asked by an Asian American who writes that immediately after the shooting in Atlanta, people tried to blame racism, anti-Asian racism. This despite the fact that the victims of that shooting were actually of different races. Two of them were white. Six of them were Asian. But of the 10 people who died in Boulder, Colorado, every single one was white. They were all white. The shooter, many would also consider white. Others, like the Census Bureau, would certainly consider the shooter white because he was born in Syria. He's of Arab ancestry. But for politically correct crowd, he would not. He would be a person of color. So if all of the victims that he picked out to kill in his supermarket shooting ended up being white, why is it that nobody has jumped to the conclusion that it was racially motivated? Does any of this make any sense? We will go to that issue. A Korean American writes, a surge in Asian hate crimes, more bogeyman than fact. And by scaring people about that kind of situation, is that going to stimulate more gun sales? There's a fascinating piece that appeared up in a CNN, and the headline is, "Gun Industry Prepares for a Surge in Demand After Back-to-Back Mass Shootings." I mean, one of the questions is why? Is it sensible to try to go out and stock up on firearms if you already own firearms to add more because there has been a mass shooting? In other words, is there really a belief that if more of the people who are working at the supermarket had come to work armed, if they were permitted to, that they would have been able to take down Ahmed Alisa before he could kill them? I mean, what is the logic in all of this? And of course, what they say over at CNN is they acknowledge that after mass shootings in Boulder and Atlanta that killed 18 people in the span of a single week, which again is far less than you would have perish in Chicago in a single week in just normal shootings there. Not that shootings ever should be viewed as normal anywhere. It says, after the mass shootings in Boulder and Atlanta that killed 18 people in the span of a single week, lawmakers are once again calling for stricter gun regulation in America. The gun industry is already preparing for a surge of sales. When you hear more calls for firearm restrictions, we have observed gun sale increases primarily from people buying before they're not able to, said Rob Southwick, founder of the market research firm Southwick Associates. It's too soon to know how the back-to-back shootings will affect sales of firearms, industry experts say. But reliable figures from federal background checks won't be released until next month. But if history is any guide, gun dealers and manufacturers can expect a major surge in demand. What's fascinating to me about this is there is such a strong and largely irrational belief that if you discourage gun sales, that will somehow reduce the level of gun deaths. Most gun deaths are suicides. Do you think that a lot of the people who are going out and buying guns because of publicity of mass shootings, as in Atlanta and Boulder, that a lot of those people are saying, I better buy a gun quickly because I won't be able to kill myself next week if they pass more firearm restrictions? I mean, really, the entire chain of thought here on both sides, on all sides, doesn't seem to make any sense. On Tuesday, that would be 2 days ago, President Joe Biden called on Congress to pass gun control legislation that Democrats introduced earlier this month. I don't need to wait another minute, let alone an hour, to take common sense steps that will save lives in the future. Biden said he's listing a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, as well as strengthening the background check system by closing loopholes as areas he would like to see Congress act. There's an interesting thing that Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, dug up, which is a 2013 story from Reuters. And the headline is, Colorado approves universal background checks for gun purchases. Colorado lawmakers voted to mandate universal background checks, and again, this is 2013, for all gun buyers in a state that has experienced two of the deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history. Passage of the bills could push Colorado to the forefront of national gun control debates, reignited by several mass shootings last year, including the December massacre of 20 children and 6 adults at a school in Newtown, Connecticut. That followed a mass shooting in Colorado in July when a gunman opened fire in a crowded premiere of the Batman movie The Dark Knight Rises in the Denver suburb of Aurora, killing 12 people and wounding 58. Former University of Colorado neuroscience graduate student James Holmes, 25, has been charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder in that case. Colorado was also the site of the 1999 massacre at Columbine High School, where two teenagers shot dead a teacher and 12 other students before committing suicide. Several of the guns used in that attack were bought at gun shows. Okay, the point being that here we are, we're talking about universal background checks again. And universal background checks, like the kind that the president wants to institute, already exist in Colorado. They were passed 8 years ago. Isn't that kind of worth noting, it seems to me? The pattern of rising gun sales following mass shootings is held true regardless of which political party is in power. Fears of future restrictions prompt gun owners to stock up. Gun sales surged in January 2013 and the weeks following Sandy Hook, etc., etc. At that time, President Barack Obama and Democrats in Congress pushed for stricter federal gun control measures that ultimately stalled in the U.S. Senate. The firearms industry wants to hear the results of the investigation of the Boulder mass shooting before proposing solutions, said Mark Oliva, spokesperson for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a gun industry trade group. Oliva says gun manufacturers already have worked with government officials on a number of measures meant to prevent guns from getting into the wrong hands. Isn't that the essence of what the problem is? The problem isn't guns. If you are, like most of the gun owners that I know, are absolutely solid citizens that I would trust in any cases with firearms and trust them with my children, they're great people. And the idea is guns themselves are not the problem. So why is it that CNN says gun control advocates don't believe that mental illness is a leading factor in gun violence? When most of gun violence involves suicides, mental illness is not a factor. Are they crazy? You'll pardon the expression when we're talking mental illness. And what about the rise in anti-Asian hatred? Is it a real thing? We'll get back to that coming up.
Michael Medved.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show, is it a legitimate desire to try to make changes in our laws, regulations, the way we order things in society to make Americans safer? Yes! Is it appropriate, for instance, to limit who can get a driver's license? Yes! No, I don't believe that we should lower driver's license age to 12. or 14. And sometimes you even wonder, particularly when my kids were teenagers, why is it as young as 16? When I was a teenager, I was a, well, never mind. It's all too embarrassing, those matters about a driver's license. But when it comes to actually gun reform, I'm very pleased to see that the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which does represent and work with gun makers all across the country. The National Shooting Sports Foundation and their spokesman, Mark Oliva, said that his organization has helped to convince lawmakers in 16 states to include mental health records that would disqualify a customer from purchasing a firearm as part of each state's mandatory gun background checks. Okay, that should be in 50 states, no? However, gun control advocates argue that mental illness is not a leading factor in gun violence. That's what they say at CNN. Now, please take that in. When over 60% of the gun violence is people shooting themselves, you don't think that mental illness is definitionally a part of a suicide? And a part of gun violence? You don't think that the two shooters that have been identified in Atlanta and in Boulder, Colorado, that those two shooters are very likely suffering from severe mental illness? Of course they are. Gun control advocates argue that mental illness is not a leading factor in gun violence, and instead the government must act to implement stricter laws that prevent shootings. Well, the whole idea of red flag laws and other laws to disqualify people from holding guns if they have a record of mental illness. We had a call from Bruce in South Florida yesterday, and he was spot on that it is very important that when we talk about this issue, that we talk about mental illness. Do you remember there used to be the National Mental Health Foundation, and they would shock people. They would raise money by saying that 10% of all Americans were suffering from mental illness. Now, of course, it depends on how you define it. And 10% would mean you're dealing with 30 million people. And, I mean, maybe if you define it very broadly, if you include every form of depression, but the truth of the matter is that there are particular kinds of mental illness that manifest themselves in terrible violence to yourself and to others. And the idea of keeping guns out of the hands of people who are very likely to abuse them, it ought to be a legitimate concern for anybody who actually wants to make America safer. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, always good for a soundbite, actually spoke on Fox News about his approach to the gun violence debate. This is clip number six. Listen.
These killings were terrible. They were horrible. I'm reminded, though, that you know, America is a big country. We're free. And one of the prices we pay for that freedom is that you're always going to have some people who abuse it. Freedom is risk. What we've got to concentrate on is how to control that risk. You're not going to stop the killings until you stop the killers. But you don't stop drunk drivers by getting rid of all sober drivers, which is what many of my Democratic friends want to do with respect to the Second Amendment. In my judgment, we do not need more gun control. We need more idiot control.
Okay, I'm not sure idiot control would pass the politically correct test, but I think it should be very clear what he means. The problem is not guns. Guns aren't good or bad. guns in the hands of somebody defending his home. There's just a case in Puyallup, Washington, where a 19-year-old was facing a home invasion robbery. There were two armed intruders, and they were definitely armed. And the apartment occupant, as I mentioned, was 19, was also armed. And he took them both down. And no, he's not being prosecuted. This was an obvious case of self-defense. But the gun in his hand was a weapon for good. The gun in the hands of a psychotic killer or an evil home invasion robber is obviously an instrument of evil that manufactures the, that multiplies the force of that evil. The column that I mentioned to you that appeared in Politico is by a writer named Leanne O'Neill, but she identifies herself as proudly Korean-American. And she makes this outstanding point that before the next of kin were even notified in the horrific shootings last week at three Atlanta area massage parlors, the narrative was established. The fact that six of the eight victims were Asian women provides proof that a, quote, surge in hate crimes against Asian Americans has bubbled up in the U.S. in response to the coronavirus pandemic. That fits neatly with the view of some Americans that our society is at its very heart deeply racist. And then she writes, for contrast, consider the mass shootings this week in Boulder, Colorado, in which the suspect is Syrian American. Even though all the victims were of the same race, no one assumes without proof that he was acting out of racial animosity because, of course, all the victims were white. In Atlanta, the shooter killed two white people and injured a Latino. But the killings must still be motivated by anti-Asian hatred, right? And she writes, I am a Korean American. And the idea that somebody might randomly attack me at the gym or hurl racist invectives at me at the grocery checkout line makes me uneasy. So I looked into the numbers being used to support the so-called surge in attacks. They turn out to be thin, with data points cherry-picked to invoke fear and bolster the wobbly claim that the Atlanta shooter was driven by racism. And then she goes into those numbers, which actually reveal something else. And what would that be? We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held his first press conference Thursday after more than 2 months. The president answering questions on topics whether he will run. One of the main points of discussion was what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden saying it's not unlike any other year.
It happens every single solitary year. There is a significant increase the number of people coming to the border in the winter months of January, February, March. It happens every year.
Customs and Border Protection releasing numbers that contradict President Biden. In 2019, 66,000 immigrants crossed the border. 2020, 30,000. And now 2021, more than 100,000. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to the Michael Medved Show, your place for perspective. And perspective is certainly important at a time of mass hysteria on a whole range of issues. One of the issues that just developed recently was the issue of anti-Asian prejudice, hate crimes, murders, assaults, and there's a courageous piece by a Korean American. And again, it's easier for her to say this than for anybody else. Her name is Leanne O'Neill, and she's a Houston-based reporter and writer and a communications consultant. And she's written a piece that appears in Real Clear Politics. It was originally done for Morning Consult from Politico. And she looks at the actual numbers that are provided by the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism. Now, please understand that all these centers, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Anti-Defamation League, they don't ever try to minimize hate crimes, because hate crimes are what they're about. They're there to expose every hate crime and basically to, if anything, overstate the level of hatred and victimization. So a center like this, the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism, if there's not a lot of hate and extremism, business is bad for them. So they're going to want to have the most alarming numbers you can find. And what they have found is a huge surge in 2020, which they attribute to the talk about the China virus. They say in 2020, hate crimes against Asians went up by 149%. And Leanne O'Neill has actually looked into that. And 149% sounds horrifying. It sounds really, really bad. That is a very, very big concern. She says it's a startling number until you learn the actual number of hate crimes in those cities. This is the 16 largest American cities. And the hate crimes raised, number of hate crimes rose from 49, that's not 4,900, it's not 49,000, it's 49, to 122. So that means that you have an average of 9 hate crimes per major city. And that, she says, in a country of 330 million people. In my hometown, Houston, how many hate crimes were reported against Asian Americans? 3 last year. That's 2020. The year before that, there were none. And she writes, there have been incidents of ugliness directed toward Asians, like the woman in Houston caught on videotape last spring yelling, "Get out of our country," at the owner of a Vietnamese restaurant. How pathetic. How sad that someone would do that. But the motivation for most of these incidents proves much harder to tease out. And white supremacy certainly doesn't appear to be the animating motivation. To wit, she writes, the case of an 84-year-old man of Thai descent who died in January after being shoved to the ground by a teenager in San Francisco. The district attorney was roundly criticized on social media after saying he had found no evidence the attack was racially motivated and that the teen, who was African-American, had been seen banging on a car and having a temper tantrum at the time of the attack. Similarly, the evidence so far in Atlanta does not point toward race. Now, this is interesting and new. The shooter told police he targeted the massage parlors because they fueled his sexual addiction. A roommate from a halfway house backed up his story of struggling with compulsive sexual behavior and described him as having a religious mania. It came out later in the week, and this may be new to you, that he had recently been kicked out of his parents' home, and he had been furloughed from his job. Police who are actually investigating the crime say they are still looking into his motives, but they are treading a fine line. In America, in 2021, if you don't see all events through the lens of race, you risk being called a racist. She concludes this way, and I so strongly agree with this. The murders of the spas in Atlanta are despicable. But if any criminal act with a victim and perpetrator of different races is a hate crime, the legal distinction becomes farcical. Wielding inflated, misleading numbers and overheated but meaningless language for the sake of a hot take media narrative insults the 18 million Americans of Asian, Native Hawaiian, or other Pacific Island descent and misleads all Americans. Amen to that. There's also at least some talk of a hate crime element or a racist element that is claimed in a story by a colleague of mine. It's a story reported by Rachel Bell of MyNorthwest.com, and that's also affiliated with our sister station, Cairo Radio. And she writes about Cairo TV, where that they have a picture of Siemi Chuan Kim in the Thai refugee camp where she was born. And Rachel writes, for her entire career, Siemi had used her maiden name, Siemi Chuan, on air. But when she moved to Seattle, the news director of Cairo 7 TV at the time said she'd have to change her name or she wouldn't be hired. He said her Cambodian last name would be too difficult for a Monday through Friday audience. In her Facebook post, Kim wrote, "It's the name I had when I came to this country, the name I kept when I was naturalized as a U.S. citizen. It's identifiably Cambodian, which makes me very proud. To change it felt like I would be denying my heritage. but she took the job and used the last name Kim, her father's name. She said, deep down, I knew that this incident is just an anti-Asian, just as anti-Asian as the kids on the playground who refuse to learn and make fun of your name. The only difference is those same kids have grown up and can make powerful decisions about your future, who works and who doesn't. Okay, is this a sign of anti-Asian bigotry? When you look at the number of celebrities who changed their name in order to get ahead, it's endless. It's just endless. I've talked before on the show about Dean Martin. His real name was Dino Crosetti. But he became a big celebrity, big star at a time when there was a lot of anti-Italian prejudice. And Dino Crosetti, that sounds pretty Italian, doesn't it? There are other people who could make it with Italian-sounding names. Frank Sinatra. Jewish names were constantly erased. Woody Allen. His real name is Alan Konigsberg. And Larry King, I believe his real name was Koenig, which means king in Yiddish and German. You can look at the most famous example. One of those famous examples is Bernard Schwartz wanted an acting career and so became Tony Curtis. And by the way, this happens on radio a lot. There's a radio host, well-known one, whose real name is Michael Weiner. But somehow the Weiner Nation doesn't sound as good as the Savage Nation. Is this really a sign of anti-Asian prejudice? Or just a sign of wanting to get as many people to listen and pay attention as possible? We'll be right back. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, there is a comment by Joy Reid, who is always good for a illuminating soundbite about what is being described kind of everywhere as a gun crisis. And I think we have illustration a moment from now that what Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana said is true as far as it goes. I don't think it's sufficient. I don't think it explores the issue. I don't think he's a deep thinker on this. But when he says we need idiot control more than we need gun control, there's a pretty strong example of that coming up. But Joy Reid claimed that in some states, well, listen, it's clip 23.
On our televisions, far too many times. We've mourned the lives lost, feeling outrage over the lack of action, while knowing that in some parts of the country, it's easier to buy a gun than it is to vote.
Okay, what parts of the country? To buy a gun, you usually have to pay money. Okay, you usually have to have money. Voting's free. Where is it more difficult? Name me one place, Joy Reid. And if it's so difficult to vote in places like Georgia, then Stacey Abrams made a whole career for herself out of expanding the ability to vote. If it's easier to buy a gun than it is to vote, how is that? How much does it cost to buy a gun? And again, the belief that making it harder to buy guns is going to immediately lead to a decrease in violence, it seems to me, is completely illogical. Why? Because the people who are prone to violence, and it's very clear that both of these killers, by the way, they bought their guns not a long time ago. These aren't guys who are working out at a gun range or practicing at a gun range. These are folks who had bought their guns, their firearms that they used to commit their hideous murders. They had acquired those weapons within a week of committing the crimes. And speaking of committing the crimes and idiot control, I'm looking at a picture on my computer screen, which is just unbelievable. It's a real armory. And here is the story behind it. It's a story from yesterday. Authorities in Atlanta yesterday arrested a 22-year-old man who walked into a Publix grocery store carrying 6 guns and wearing body armor just 2 days after a gunman killed 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket. Okay. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports police were called around 1:30 p.m., middle of the afternoon, and they met with the store's manager, who alerted them to the man. Police identified him as Rico Marley. He entered with a rifle and headed toward the bathroom. A witness observed the male and alerted store management, who then notified police, said the police spokesman. After officers saw Marley leaving the bathroom, they quickly apprehended him. They found 2 long guns, and these are formidable long guns. I mean, they are extremely scary-looking weapons, particularly in the hands of somebody who's a nut, and all of which were reportedly concealed. This must have been a very big guy to conceal these weapons that I'm looking at in the picture. He's been charged with attempted aggravated assault and 6 counts of possession of a firearm. Authorities have not yet determined why Marley was carrying so many weapons. Intentions of the suspect are still not known. He was also apparently wearing body armor. Did he put the body armor in the bathroom? And what was he intending to do? A witness observed the male and alerted store management, who then notified police, said the police spokesman. And again, an example of a very solid, it would seem to me, police work. And look, as far as this is concerned, if somebody has been apprehended in a case like this, where 2 days after a mass shooting, horrible mass shooting with 10 deaths, someone actually goes into a public market with this level of firearms and with body armor, then he's either trying to scare people or he's planning to kill them. And does it not seem appropriate if someone is so disturbed and so inclined to abuse his Second Amendment rights with this kind of display? Isn't it fairly clear that it's the kind of individual who should not be possessing 6 4 handguns and 2 long rifles that he can conceal on his person, or even that he couldn't conceal on his person? The problem is not the guns themselves. The problem is the guns falling into the wrong hands. And speaking into the wrong hands, having exhausted every modern technology in a desire to produce more rain, including some U.S. Air Force C-130s, Taiwan has taken truly radical steps. Taiwan, one of America's most important allies, and it really is, right adjacent to China, facing constant Chinese threat. Taiwan is drilling goddess to help the subtropical island ride out its most serious drought in about half century. The drought is worst across a band of western Taiwan, including the major metropolis of Hsinchu, home to many of Taiwan's renowned tech firms. In Taichung earlier this month, the Water Resources Agency took the unusual step of sending its top official for central Taiwan to a 3-hour religious ceremony to pray for rain. The first time the event has been held in 58 years. Some 3,000 people, mostly farmers, as well as Taichung Mayor Le Xuao Yen, prayed to the sea goddess Mazu, her gold face signifying her divinity and a popular deity believed to bring good fortune and end drought. Yen Qing Piao, chairman of the Zhenlan Temple, where the prayers were offered, told media it didn't matter who came, only that they were sincere in their request for rain. prayers give hope, and prayers bring blessings, he said. Taiwan's Air Force has also used C-130 transport aircraft to seed the clouds, while water resources officials back up the effort from the ground by firing chemicals into the air. Well, maybe chemtrails, huh? Agriculture accounts for more than 70% of water consumption in Taiwan to grow rice and fruit like mango and pineapple. Look, I sincerely wish that this courageous and really noble ally of the United States should have their prayers be answered and to get the rain they want. Maybe we could send them a little bit of our Seattle rain. We've had a little bit more this year than normal. Speaking of more than normal, we finally get President Biden to answer questions in a press conference. But there's one question he didn't really approach, which is, why didn't he anticipate the chaos at the border that has become such a problem for his administration? We'll speak about that with a columnist who raised that issue, Karen Tumulty of the Washington Post, that coming up in the next hour. There is also a change at Sesame Street. And is it a change for the better? It's a change to emphasize not transcending race, but the importance of race in forming one's identity. We will get to that and to much, much more coming right up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.